He gave me a topic to speak on that I thought was, with a sense of humor, as something like, why do we study Torah, or something to that effect. Yeah. Nevertheless, they insisted that that's what has to be. So I did. I put together some makoros and maybe a little bit of Derech Chiddush also. Yesterday, I lost your instructions. I thought, would we supposed to speak first before me?
No.
He spoke already?
That's when he spoke.
Okay, so how long do I keep you?
11:15.
11:50.
11:15.
1:05. Okay. 11:50. Essentially, yesterday, if you paid attention to Kriyas HaTorah, there was a very dramatic halacha there. The halacha of Horeg B'Shogeg, Golus. The pasuk says, Hu Yonus Elachas Ha'orim B'Choy. Second pasuk, V'zeh Dvar HaRoseach Asher Yonus Shomer B'Choy. On the language B'Choy, the Rambam in Rotzeach Zion, in Perek Zion Dalid, Talmid Shagolo Megalin Rabo Imo Shenemar Vochoi Aselo Kedei Sheyichye Vechai Bali Hachochmo Umabaksheho below Talmud Torah Kemiso Hashuvim. So why do we study Torah? Otherwise we're dead. The pasuk says, if we have a chiyuv that someone should be allowed to live, and he's taken away from his normal haunt, then you have to send his Rebbe with him. Otherwise, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah Hashem of Vochoy. Second Moko, Rashi in the beginning, the first Rashi in Bechukosai. In Bechukosai Telechu, Vesmesmosai Tishmu Vasisem Osam. Rashi says, Yochol ze kiyum hamisvos. What do you mean, b'chukosai teilechu? It can't mean do the mitzvos Hashem, because the next lotion is, v'esmesmosai tishmuchu basisamos. So what's this teilechu business? You all know the Rashi, famous Rashi. I'm sure that everywhere we once said it to you. Sheitiyu ameilim batorah. Anyone ever tried to interpret what do you mean by amel in batova? Lamo means to work hard in Torah. Odom la omol yulod. What do you mean? When you learn, you shokel very hard. As it says, shokel, you shokel hasho. Right? Or you yell loud in the Bezmedrash. What do you mean amel in batova? So Rashi continues. Yochol ze kiyim hamitzus sh'omar v'esmesosai tishmuru harei kiyim hamitzus omu ho'amani mekayim im b'chukosai telechu sh'etiyu ameilim batoro hevu ameilim batoro amenas lishmur lekayim kamo sh'enemar v'limadatem osam u'shmartem lasosam. So Rashi lists one purpose why we learn Torah: to do the mitzvahs. But for that, a kitzur Shulchan Aruch is good enough. You have it in English now. Rashi just lists one purpose for limud haTorah, to be able to do shelimud maybe l'day masa, to be able to do the mitzvahs. But that's not the reason for limud haTorah. Unbelievable Gemara in Kedushin. Kedushin Daf Lamed. I took a cord in that. No, I'm sorry. Oh, I'll leave that a little bit later. Let's go to the Gemara. In Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes. Strange Gemara. Daf Tzadik Tes on the base. Tanya Rab Yosi Yomel. Brings a raya from Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim had to be tomid the whole time on the shulchan, right? Silek es ayishono shachis v'sidir es ha'chadosho arvis ein bekach klum. But said tomid, I took away the shachis, I take away the Arvis, I put a new one on Shachis, it's not the Tumid. I take him with the word, and there's a gap in between. Ela what? Teach you. That what? Ela mani mekayim lefonai Tumid. Shoyolin shulchan below lechem. It shouldn't be overnight. As long as I a little gap at some time when it's not Tumid, it's also called Tumid. From this he jumps to, therefore, lo shono odom ela perek echot shachis perek echot arvis. I just said Shema in the morning and in the evening. Kiyim mitzvahs lo yomush sefer haTorah zeh mipicho. Lo yomush means shouldn't leave you the whole time. What's the whole time? 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night. That's the whole time. Just like lechem aponim, even though there's a gap in between, something. Don't tell an Amoritz this, because they think that he's okay, he's a big Talmud Chacham. He fulfilled the Lo Yomush Mipicho. Rav Amar, no. Mitzvah Lo Omro Bifnei Amoritz. What's the Machlokas? He's worried about that Amoritz will not become a Talmud Chacham. He'll settle for being an Amoritz. And Rav is worried about he won't even be an Amoritz. That he won't even say morning and evening. Tell him that morning and evening, you mekayim a big mitzvah, so even an amoras will do it. Then comes this strange gemara. Let's see how you would interpret it. Shal ben domo ben achoso she Rabbi Shmuel es Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? Ben domo, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, asked him, Kigan ani shalamarati kol ha-toru kulon, ma'u lilmod chokmas yevonis. What's that question? I have nothing left to learn. I know the whole Torah. I feel now fulfilled the mitzvah. I have nothing left to do. What do we have from here already? The question is Yediyas HaTorah fulfilling the mitzvah of Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Mipicha? I know it all. It's all in my mouth. It's in my mind. Rabbi Shmuel answered him, Olecha or Makro, Lo Yomur Sefer HaTorah Azeh Mipicho V'Gisa Bo Yomur V'Layla, the second half. Lo Yomur Shu fulfilled. You know the whole Torah already. But there's another halacha. Even though I know the Torah, Vagisva Yom Amaloila, I have to study the Torah because there's a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah that's distinct from Yediyas HaTorah. Here we have really the proper dissection of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah comes from five psukim. It's the best I've been able to find. Throughout Shas, you find they quote different psukim for Limud HaTorah. Each one is distinct. In Parshas Kriyat Shema, you have V'limadatem Osam as Beneichem. Come back to that in a minute. Second, V'shinantem. Well, one, teach it to your children. Shinantem, you should learn yourself. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Shinantem stands for Shiyu Divrei Torah Shinunim B'picho. What does that mean? Shimshalcho Odom Dovo, that's Santa Flamed in Kedushin. Yimshalcho Odom Dovo, Al Tegam Geim Betomalo. So Vishinanta means what? Yediyas HaTorah. Right? Nimaratem is teach it to somebody. Didn't study yet about learning for myself. First I teach someone else. Then goes Vishinantem, you have to Shunim Epicha. Then goes another pasuk, v'dibarta bam. What is that pasuk telling you? Then you have a third, a fourth pasuk, v'limartem osam ushmartem lasosam. Oh, that I understand. Ushmartem lasosam. That's what Rashi said. Mekosai telechu. What's the reason for amelim atora to do the mitzvahs? You have to know how to do it. You know Hilchos Shabbos. I mean, can you imagine anybody who didn't do a little effort in the Gemara and Masechta Shabbos to be able to be Shomer Shabbos Kohoyu? Gets more and more complex the whole time. We have now a crock pot, another shayla. Right. We have now electronic devices where they go on automatically. What's the halacha on those devices? Can they go on automatically on Shabbos or not? So you need for Shmilas HaMitzvos, right? Then you have the pasuk that's quoted in the Gemara Kedushin. It's not in the Torah, it's in Yoshua. First parak in Yoshua, and the pasuk Ches, V'gisu bo yom ha'malolo. Here I want to make this clear statement. V'gisu bo yom ha'malolo means study Torah even though you don't know any more after you finish studying than you knew before. That's what Ben Doma asks Rabbi Yishmael. What should I do now? I know the whole Torah. And I have no shikha. I don't forget things. I don't have to learn to remember. So I'm finished. Nothing else to do. Right. He said, no, no, no. What did he answer him? Olecha omakho, v'gisubo yom amalodo. Let me break it up a little differently and we'll come back to famous Bliske Chidush that Rav Zatzal always sold. That there is no mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Okay, we'll get back to it in a minute. You have a halacha, strange halacha. You called up a fellow because there was an ofruf in shul, and they gave aliyahs to important relatives, one of whom wouldn't know the difference if he said the pasuk, he said the broche in Hebrew or in Chinese, it means the same thing to him. Doesn't know a word that's going on. Doesn't understand a word of Hebrew. Certainly doesn't understand what the Baal Korah was reading as a shliach for him. The halacha is, it's not a broche levatola. He made a proper brocha. Why? Because he has a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, even though he doesn't understand. Limud b'li yidiyah. Ben Bova asked, I want yidiyah b'li limud. If I have yidiyah, I don't need limud. but we have limud without yediyah. But that applies to all of Torah Shebiksav. If someone is mava the sedra and doesn't know a word that he's saying, he doesn't know Hebrew at all, he came about tshuva, and he tell him you got to be mava the sedra, shnai mikra vechet targum, the mikra and the targum is the same to him, both are Chinese. He's mekayim the mitzvah of limud haTorah. It doesn't apply to Gemara. Torah Shabbat Peh is only with Yediyah. Torah Shabbat Ksav is without Yediyah. Torah Shabbat Peh is only with Yediyah. So you have Limud without Yediyah is Limud by Mikro. In the Gemara, in Kedushin, the same Omud Kedushin Daf Lamed Omar Allah Omar Shmuel, right? Ad Heichon Chayev Odom Lelamed Es Beno Torah Es Kigan Zvulun Ben Don. It's not our Zvulun Ben Don from the Ovos or the Amos. A man by the name of Don who had a son by the name of Zvulun, and he made himself a reputation. He was devoted his time to his son, right? Kigan Zvulun ben Don shelimdo avi oviv. Not his father, his grandfather taught him mikro, mishne, talmud, halochos vagodos. That's how much you're supposed to teach your son. No, nonsense. What? Omar. So Shmuel answered, not true. Kizvulun ben Don below Kizvulun ben Don. Kizvulun ben Don shelimdo avi oviv. That our grandfather has a chiyuv also to teach. But Balokas Vulamandon, Dilu Hossam, he taught him what? Mikro, Mishneh, Talmud, etc., etc. And the Chiv of a father or a grandfather is only Mikro Bilvad. The Torah Shebiksav is what I have to teach him. So everybody likes this Gemara, fine. So if you're Mavad, the Sedra, you don't Mikro, and you study for your Bar Mitzvah, and you don't even know how to read it from the Torah, you're in good shape. Unfortunately, there's a Rashi. And Rashi says, right, Ein chovas beno olov elamikra. Then comes the next important words. Mikan ve'elech yilmod hu be'atzmo. Now, you know, we eat of zilgbo. Now you finish off the rest yourself. Here you have, it must be published also in some of the compilations of the Rav's Chidushi Torah, but this was published in the that journal that comes out largely with the Rav's Torah in it, Mesorah, the Mesorah publication from Teves Tovshin Zamachalev. What does the Rav say there? It's unbelievable. He says, and he quotes, I'll quote, based upon the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah. And I'll read you a little bit from his own lashon. Hanire the shitos haRambam he the ikor mitzvos Talmud Torah who lelamed leTalmidim. Ha the mitzvah lumo biatzmo who grak machmas chiyuv lelamed lacherem. Big brisker shtick, right? There's no mitzvah to study Torah. The only mitzvah is to teach Torah. You have a little bit of a problem, right? If I didn't study Torah, it's hard to teach. So studying is a heksher mitzvah. It's preparatory to, but the mitzvah is a lame Torah. It's a tremendous message here, if it's true pshat. I'm not so sure everybody would agree that that's how you learn pshat in the Rambam. But nevertheless, it's a tremendous message here. I give it to you in language a little more hashkofe and musulnik. Imlo brisi yoma maloilo huko shemayim v'oso samti. The world survives because we study Torah. If we stopped studying Torah, the world would vanish instantly. One of the timing given by Rav Haigon for mitzvah piri v'rivyo is to have a child who studied Torah because you have a mitzvah of lo so bero lo sheves yitzora, doesn't mean to populate the world. It means to maintain the world. The world shouldn't disappear. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu said, im lo brisi yomam belo elochu shvayim lomos or something. Therefore, you have to have a child for what reason? Not because you need more people in the world. I need more people who study Torah in the world. So that the mitzvah Puvu is tied in to go to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Because to have a child who doesn't study Torah, maybe you don't become the mitzvah. I don't know. Couldn't say that lalocha, but that's the impression. So what does he say? The mitzvah is only lelamed es b'no Torah. There is no mitzvah of limud haTorah. Limud haTorah is only a heksher mitzvah. But that's in the mitzvah of lelamed. But there's another mitzvah which he doesn't talk about. And that's the mitzvah of agisa bo yomo v'loilo. That's the mitzvah of Ben Domo. When Jerub Shmuel answers Ben Domo. Even if you know Kol HaTorah Kulo, Limud HaTorah is a chiv because on that the world depends. Musa say this more musadik, but the world depends upon our learning Torah. Therefore, even if we don't need the Yediyas HaTorah, just like the Amoritz, without Yediyas HaTorah is Mekayim a mitzvah on Mikro, Mekayim a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, so we are Mekayim a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah even though we don't gain any new knowledge. And it's not because of Shikra. Otherwise, the Gemara would have said, you have to learn, why? Shema Yishkar Dover Milimudu, Achai Ben Afshal, like the Pirkei Avo says. Hashocher Dover Milimudu, is Mishai Ben Afshal. No, it's not the reason. Something that should have come into our education earlier in life. Wonderful Gemara in the Doran. More in the Doran with a Pei Aleph. Are more of the Oretz. So Yirmiyahu says, Mi ish hachochem v'yoven es zeus lomo of the Oretz. Why the guy destroy Eretz Yisrael? The way to punish Am Yisrael, the other nations were punished. The land wasn't destroyed. They were sent to the Golas, okay. But why of the Oretz? Why this total destruction? Why did we do so terrible? Dover Zeh, right? It says, Nishal al Chachom al Nevi'im v'lo Pirshua. Ad she Pirshah Kodesh Baruch Hu b'yatzmo. Udirsiv, v'yomer Hashem al Ozvo mes Torosi. Posta continues, Oz Torosi, v'lo Shomu b'koli, v'lo Hochu b'drochai. What are the other, what's the end? V'lo Shomu b'koli is enough. Shelo, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Shein Mevochim B'Torah Tchila. I'm sure most of you heard this Gemara. How do you learn such fact? That's why God destroyed Eretz Yisrael, sent us into Golos, right? Hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions of people slaughtered, killed, because they didn't make the Brocha on the Torah. When the Ran says, the Ran on the Dorim, they end up Pei Aleph Am Aleph. Midirsiv, Vayomer Hashem, Aloz Mesterosi, Michlal de Leko, de Yoda, Laduri Taimo. No one could do it. They asked the Chachomim, asked the Nevi'im, no one could give an answer. So he asks, the Ran asks, what kind of nonsense? They couldn't think of the answer. Ours was Tarosi. I need Kodesh Baruch Hu to tell me that. He says, he quotes Megillas Torim Shel Hav Rabbeinu Yona. It's now in the Pirkei Avos of Rabbeinu Yona. Dekroa Hochadayik Shel Birchu Batov Tchila, therefore of the Oretz. Right? If it's because Ozom Torosi, how come they couldn't answer that question? So obviously Ozom Torosi was not an adequate answer. They couldn't explain Ozom Torosi, so you punish them. That's why Ov the Oretz? No, Ov the Oretz because they didn't make the bracha first. What is that? Listen to this language. Right? Ache Pirsha Kodesh Boruch Hu Beyatzmo Shehu Yodea Mei Omek Kalev שאם בבוכן בתורה תחילה, כלומר, להויסה התורה חשובה ביניהם, שירויו לבורך הורא, שלא יעוסקים בו לשמו, מתוך כך היו, therefore, they were מזלזלים בברכוסו, היינו להוכו בו, כלומר, ברכוסו, right? They didn't learn לשמו, אלו דברי הרב החוסד, והם נועם ראוי למי שאומרו. Rabbeinu Yonah said this, he got it right. Well, what's so right? Why did he get right? That's what we're talking about. Visualize it in there of Lo Birchu Batorah Tchilo. How for that we were punished. It's very simple. I think there are not too many places where it's as understandable as is in YU. People are taking English and history, chemistry and biology, and Talmud. Okay. That's called Lo Birchu Batorah Tchila. Torah is one of the important sources of knowledge, of insight, etc. But it's not like we started. It's not send him to a town of Golos, Bechoy, and you have to let him live, so you must give him a Rebbe to teach him Torah. How do you jump from that to that? It's another, so he doesn't have this subject. He'll wait till the Kohen Gadol dies, he'll study that subject again. The idea that Torah is our life, I'd like to add to this. In the Psichta of Medrash Eicha, they quote this pasuk. A few lines down after Medrash Eicha begins, the Psichta of Medrash Eicha. They quote this pasuk. Amo ov d'oretz ha'chozo tos. But there they add a little bit more. Medrash adds, ha'chozo tosi. Isn't this also dramatic language? Halavai osi ozvu b'torosi shamoru shamor shabo marziru lemutov. Okay, what's pshat? Medrash, hard to understand. Halavai osi ozvu, don't believe in God. There's no God. But he gave a Torah, study his Torah. Follow his Torah. Why should I want to follow his Torah if there's no God? So you have to look Medrash further. That's a strange thing. It says in Damascus, at the time of the Churban, there were 365 cults. Each cult had one day assigned to it. These were very nice people. They didn't argue about religion. Each one's religion was also kosher. So every day they are devoted to, dedicated to this one cult. They used up all the days. They couldn't find a day for Kodesh Baruch. 365 all used up. That's what the Medrash means. Let me compete. Amor ov de oretz al sh'ozvu torosi halabai osi ozvu. Don't believe in God. But you have to pick a lifestyle. You have to pick a way of life. How are you going to live? Okay. Society developed different lifestyles. Christianity, Mohammedism, Muslim, Shintoism, paganism, etc. Put them all down and come taste. See which one fits best your life. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Halavai Osi Ozu, but if you give my Torah, don't use up all the days. Give my Torah also a day. But to Rossi Shamoru, then Hamor Shabor Marzir Nubutov. Anyone who tastes Torah will say that fits, that's what fits me best. And when you realize that Torah fits you best, yeah, you have kashas. I don't need this mitzvah, I can do without that mitzvah. Fine. Don't make me any deals. All or nothing. It's a package deal. Take it as it is and tell me who has a better life. Define it any way you want. Physical, social, emotional, etc. See, Hamor Shabor, the brilliance of the Torah, Marzir Lemuta, will bring me back to me. They'll realize only a God could make a Torah like that. That'll bring me back to God. This is what really Rabbi Leon is saying. No one defined Torah that way. Then if you don't define Torah that way, I'd like to use now, because of yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah, if you don't define Torah as v'choy, that my life depends upon learning Torah, then Torah won't survive. Torah won't survive, we won't survive, and maybe the world won't survive because of that. Then comes the real problem. Mor Baruchas Tavlamet Hey. Let's talk realism. So what are we saying? Like Ben Doma, Vagisabo Yom Balaila, and Yom Balaila doesn't mean Kriya Shema of Shachas and Arbis. That's for the Yom Horetz. But Kigarani says that I learned to call a Torah Kula. So what do you do with this Gemara? Rab Chanina Bar Papa, that's Labad Heyam and Beis in Brochos, right? Ksiv Vasapta de Goncha, right? And Ksiv, it also says, a pasuk in Hosea, Velakachti de Goni Beito, which the pasuk is interpreted as meaning, it'll get done by somebody. Second pasuk in the Torah says, right, Vasapta de Goncha, you can do the work, you can be the farmer. The first part, the pasuk in Hosea, though, says, "Lakachti digoni bito." The time will come. I'll get my dog and I'll get my wheat. It'll be delivered. UPS will deliver it. No problem. Where will it come from? He says, "Kan bezman shei Yisrael osun tzono shemokom." Then your needs will be taken care of. Kan bezman shei Yisrael osun tzono shemokom. Therefore, you have to work. But if only you did the Tzono Shel Mokom, the field will grow by itself. Right? Come tomorrow, continues. Tana Rabbanan. Vasapta de Goncha matam loma. What do you mean by telling me? Pasuk says, Vasapta de Goncha trosh vitzarecha. What does it add to your understanding of the man-God relationship? It says, Lo Yomer Sefer Torah Hazem Ipicho. You know what that means? I'll give it to you in English. It means you stay in the kollel all your life. No problem. You raise a family, 12 children. You learn to live in poverty. Zu Darka Shel Torah. Pas Bamelech Tochal. Mayim Bamesura Tishte. Right? But then it says, Yochol Dvorim Kichsovon. It means literally, lo yomush by tamid loma basapta de goncho, he noeg behen minog de acheretz. No. You behave like supposed to behave. You seed the ground, you plow the ground, right? You harvest the ground. That's de acheret. That's the way of life. So what do you mean by the first pasuk, right? That what vagisa bo yomu valoyla, Right? Lo yomer sefer haTorah mipicho. He says. That's Zibi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. And the big kasha that you people have. Anybody here in pre-med? Okay, you can study for the MCATs. At the same time, attend shiur, no cutting. Right? That's going to be easy. Right? It says, Efshe oda b'chorish b'shas charisha v'zore b'shas zriya v'kotzer b'shas k'tzira v'dosh b'shas disha v'zore b'shas haruach Torah matehe oleha. Where will you learn Torah? What kind of nonsense? You can do it both. Elo bizman she yisol osu sonu shel mokom malachta nasa deyacherim. Right? Bizman she yisol osu sonu shel mokom malachta nasa deyatzman. Shema sabte de gontruch. That was what? That is the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Where will the food come from? How will you feed your family? None of your darn business. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu's business. You do what you're told. V'gisubo yomo v'layla. Comes the Gemara and says, what? Elo, right? Not that yet. Wait, next. Harbe also Rabbi Yishmoel. Where it says, Vasapta de Goncho Trochwitzarecha, you're a farmer, the agricultural community, that's how you do it, you planted it. What about Torah Te Meoleh? When you finish planting, you'll study Torah. And but also Beyondon, and they succeeded in life. They studied Torah and they fed their families. They did it, Kravshimi Ben Yochoi, below also Beyondon. Amalei Rova LeRabbonon. Rova ran a big yeshiva. He would tell his talmidim, "B'matusu minaychu." I mean, with due apology, "B'yomei Nisan u'b'yomei Tishrei lo tischazu kamoi." I want to see your faces during the month of Nisan or the month of Tishrei. Month of Nisan is planting time. The month of Tishrei is harvest time. I don't want to see you in the yeshiva then. None of this business of melachta nasa le'acherem. No one's going to do it for you. You got to do your own work. And what does the Gemara paskin? Halacha is k'rabbi Shmuel, behilchus k'rabbi Shmuel. So what are we talking now? Now we suddenly, I said, a note of realism comes in. Yeah, but Gisabo Yoma Valaila, etc., etc. It doesn't go ahead and deny that we are dependent upon our own work to do what we have to do. Here's where the Rambam comes in and gives you a simple formula. There's 12 hours in a day, Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, right? 3 hours a day you work, 9 hours a day you study, no problem. That's called Gisabo Yoma Valaila. Of course, Rambam says, what then? You'll study all day and then you'll need money and you'll gather money from the community. He says, what does he say at the end of the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah? That you lose all the schar of learning. That's what's taught in the Mishnah. Of a main kemach ain't Torah, right? Yeah, of course, ain't Torah ain't kemach too. You don't study Torah, God is not happy with us. And what? Amo of the Oretz. But the verse is also true. I got a better idea, though, than the Gemara had. Instead of learning Gemara, let's learn Rambam. See if I can catch that in a time limit. Rambam's a wonderful thing. Open up the Hakdamas HaRambam. Right? The very end, Agdonis Rambam says, right? Kedei shlo yodam tzorach lechibur acher ba'olam. I wrote this Mishnah Torah so that you don't need any more, no books in your library. All you need is my Rambam, he says. I'm quoting the Ram. That is mekabetz letorah shebalpeh kulo im atakonos vaminhogos vagzeros shenasu mimos Moshe Rabbeinu v'ad chibur ha-gemorah o'kemo shepir shlono ha-gaonim b'chol chibureyem. Right? Lefiko k'rosi shem ha-chibur ze mishne Torah. So here, this, that one, some you find for yourself. This one you won't find yourself. Look at the Shilas Shuvas Harosh, Klal Lamed Aleph, Simon Tes. Okay? He says, quoting the Rambam, what the Rambam just said. He says, Hukosav Sifro Kimisnabe Mipi Agvura. Rambam wrote it like, buddy, he's talking the Vua language, he says, below Tam, below Raya. What's he saying? Well, we know it to be true. Without the Rambam, you can't pass on a shaila. Without the Gemara, you can't know what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam gave you the bottom line, but he assumed, just as Rashi said in Kedushin, I only teach my son Mikro, right? And the rest he'll finish himself. Unless he finishes himself, he's not going to do much good. Leave a minute or two. Anyone ask something to clarify there? And I want to finish off with another Gemara in Brachas that people don't know Pshat. Okay? Everybody's sufficiently confused. Gemara in Brachas and Davches. Unbelievable Gemara. Minyom Shechora Beis Hamikdash. Ain't no like Kodesh Bo. Bolomo, Ella, who remembers it? What the heck does that mean? Right. What is possible? Nobody tries to interpret for you. Okay, let me give you this. This is now my shop. If you do. I want to play a game of word association. What if I tell you, I call out a word, what word comes to mind? I call out Yish. What word comes to mind? What? Abeda, Zeles, right? I call out a word, Dalalamos. What comes to mind? No. You can't walk Dalai Lama's and Shus HaRabim on Shabbos carrying something. But there's a first halach in Dalai Lama's. That is, Dalai Lama shall Adam konelo b'chol mokom. In the Shus HaRabim, I can make Mashiach pull the cow into my Rishus and be kone the cow if he goes into my Dalai Lama's, my 7 feet circumference. That's what the Gemara says. Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamo ela dalama shel halacha. What God has in this world is the dalamas that not in your yeshiva, not in your shir, not in the Beis Medrash. That's your Torah, preparing to do what God said. No way you test your Torah. Go out into the Rishus HaRabim. There you have to teach Torah, observe Torah, protect Torah. Let's see how it fares out in society. That's the Torah of Rabbeinu Shloimeh. Ein lo laKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamo ela dalal amos shel halacha. The dalal amos, which are you kone in Rishus HaRabim, that depends upon how you dress and how you walk and how you talk, how you behave in business, etc. Let's see what people will say. Who people say what we said in the Gemara in the Gemara Nedarim, Hamor Shabo Marzir Lemutov. We said on the Medrash Eicha. Will people be really see Mor Shabo? We take a bunch of people spend millions of dollars on birthright. What do they have in mind? So they can try to teach some kind of respect for Judaism, some identity. And these people are not interested in teaching halacha. They're not observant. The sponsors are not observant in Jews. They're not interested in Vagisa Bo Yom HaLaila. But it's a choshev will at least will be able to catch a little bit of what's left of their Jewish identity and maybe reinforce it. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. Is it working? Is it not working? I've seen analysis polls either way. What we know is, without the concept of Limud HaTorah, Judaism doesn't survive. Period. Therefore, if the Hamor Shabo Matzir Lemutov, that you know yourself. I mean, there is no rational reason why we should be observing the mitzvahs and argue on a drabonon, drabonon, right? What kind of electric shaver you should use, etc., etc., and becomes an ikir in our lives because that's what it is. That's part of what the Ran said. The Torah is not the question that you ask yourself, what does the Torah say in every aspect of my life? It sneaked in while you weren't looking. Baruch Hashem, most of you started your education early before you had enough seichel to protest. But by now, it's part of your lifestyle, but it has to be reinforced. Limud HaTorah per se is a mitzvah. Yediyas HaTorah is a second mitzvah. And Yediyas HaTorah for Shmiras HaMitzvos is a third aspect of it. These are all aspects of Imbuchokai Seilechu. These are all aspects of a Choy Bahem, that Torah gives us chiyus. And that I've already used up an extra few minutes of time.